I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously, show your steadfast love. O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity. With their mouths they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him, deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. The words of Psalm 17. And on this Friday in early December, calling our attention to another Friday, long ago, celebrated not in December but in March or in April or in May, that Friday when the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God and King of Glory, hung suffering on the cross for you. The Psalms are his prayers. He called on God for an answer on that day. He said, "Incline your ears to me. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He said, "Show your steadfast love to me. You be the one who saves me from these adversaries. Keep me as the apple of your eye, your beloved one, the only begotten. Hide me from this violence, these deadly enemies who have surrounded me, whose hearts know no pity, who scoff and rail and shout at me and say, 'He saved others, let him save himself,' who are like a lion prowling around looking to devour the human race. Arise, O Lord," Jesus prayed, even as he prayed, "into your hands I commend my spirit," and gave up his last breath. And so it was that 3 days later, the Lord did arise. He woke. He opened his eyes. He sat up, a man bearing the scars of death, and yet behold, alive forevermore, having confronted the evil one and subdued him, having shut the maw of death, and by that work delivered the souls of all men by the sword of his mouth, piercing with the law to destroy the wicked in himself, and saving with the gospel you, whose portion is not in this life, whose treasure is not in this age, who is not satisfied with merely dying and leaving some sand and pebbles to your children, but who prefers to see the face of God, and knows that in Jesus crucified for you, you already have, in his vicarious satisfaction, you have been satisfied with his likeness that turns even these dark winter days of our time into his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.